From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump met at the White House Monday with a group of U.S. business leaders and pledged to slash taxes and regulations massively, saying he wants to bring manufacturing back to the United States. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
The president told the business leaders that when he has met with both small and big business owners, they all told him cutting regulations was their number one concern. Trump said the tax and regulation cuts will provide incentives for companies to stay in the U.S. But, he said, for those looking to move their facilities abroad, a border tax will be imposed on any goods and services they want to import back to the U.S. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump also signed an order withdrawing the United States from the 12-nation Pacific Rim trade deal as he starts his first full week in office. White House spokesperson Sean Spicer.
First, he issued a presidential memorandum withdrawing the United States from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. TPP is a multilateral agreement that includes the United States and 11 other countries. As the president has said many times, this type of multinational agreement is not in our best interest, and he's moving quickly to advance trade policies that increase the competitiveness of the American worker and manufacturer.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership had been negotiated since 2009 during former President Barack Obama's White House tenure, but the U.S. Congress never ratified it, with numerous lawmakers opposed to or skeptical of the deal. Two influential U.S. Republican senators have thrown their support behind President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, Oil Executive Rex Tillerson, boosting his chances to be confirmed this week as the Senate works to fill cabinet posts in the new administration. Hours after Mr. Trump took the oath of office, the Senate overwhelmingly approved his picks for the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security. This is VOA News.